Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Hey, we got a brand new phone check coming up with Clarissa Jenkins. Our Twinkletown Showdown is on, Jess. Good morning to everybody watching us, Bill and Jessica Show TV, up on our Power TikTok at Power 101.7 FM. Good morning, TikTok crew.
Hello.
Also, good morning, Facebook.
What up?
Thank you guys so much for watching us. So, we've been asking you guys to send in your pictures of your decorations. That's it.
And we're getting so many.
Easy as that. Yes, continue to do so.
We're going
to
keep adding.
If you don't win today, which we're about to do right now, that's okay because we have more. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that doesn't mean like we reset. Like all these, you know, decorations still stay in the mix.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it all the way leading up until Christmas. So we're going to hook up two people today.
Nice.
Because it's already December the 12th.
Okay.
We got to do this.
Okay, balling. Hey.
Yes, we have free Christmas dinner.
Nice. I love it.
I mean, look, who doesn't want a free Christmas dinner? Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We got a couple more entries this morning. Shout out to Jordan and Jessica Workman.
Yes,
who
very nice.
Are personal friends of mine.
I love their setup.
Yes, very good. They sent in some beautiful decorations here.
The blow-ups.
Yes.
The gingerbread.
The blow-ups. This is their house. They did the
look at that.
Outside.
It's so pretty.
Who did that? Jordan, Jordy, or Justin? You go out and do that.
It looks so good. Yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So, we got that. The Christmas trees. We've been getting a ton of Christmas trees
in.
We
have.
All right. Carissa Miller.
That
shout out
so
to you.
Cool. Looking good.
Also got a shout out. Rita's in Rehoboth.
Nice.
They said our Christmas tree is decorated with bird friendly seed ornaments, complete with a bird bath.
Oh my gosh.
So what? Rita's in Rehoboth. Thank you guys so much for
how
participating
cool
in our Twinkletown Showdown. Also, who tagged us on Facebook, Jess?
Sonia. Is that Sonia's tree?
Yeah, Sonia.
Oh my gosh. It is so pretty.
Congratulations to her. Man, look at the Santas and all that.
That
snowman
is gorgeous.
All
wow.
around. So that looks real good. And then, like I said, we've been getting a ton of others in. I think we shouted you guys out the other day.
Oh, look
Brittany
how
Lewis, Ashley Linton, Stephanie Bunning sent in the wreath, which is really nice.
So pretty.
Sharon texted in her tree. We had somebody else send in all inside their house. Decorations. So
you guys have done such a great job.
Adam Wall, shout out to him. P1
hey,
listener.
Adam.
He took a picture of his fire pit on his porch.
Yeah, I love
and,
that.
And, you know, like all the decorations all
like,
around.
The bows and the pole outside and that big Christmas light.
Brontasia sent in her pit, her tree. Very good. That was a video she sent in. Also, Leslie, congratulations on yours. Yours looks great with the stockings hung.
Wow, that looks like a tree that you would see at the mall.
Yeah.
Right?
Theo Tran sent in their picture. Looks real
wow.
nice. Mandy sent in a picture, and Mandy's tree is all Red Bulls.
What?
All Red Bulls
that
decorated.
Is?
That was
oh
another
my
one.
God. How creative.
Holly Ann Kirkpatrick sent in a picture of her tree. Also, Tia.
So pretty.
Another great tree there. Somebody else sent, here's a couple more pictures here.
Look at these trees.
Yeah, somebody has, oh, this is the one with the three trees. They got three trees in their house.
They
so.
Live in a mansion. They got a big house.
Deborah sent in a picture of hers.
So pretty.
That garland
the
going
ribbon,
around.
The garland. Look at the topper.
The topper, the tree topper, yeah. And Nancy. Nancy was
oh,
the first
look
one.
Look at that tree. I
with
love
a big,
it.
With a big bow up top.
Yes.
So, all right. So we got to hook up two winners, though.
This is hard.
And this is just us randomly picking
yes.
certain pictures that,
right.
that we appreciate and that we like. This is not by votes.
No.
We're doing it this way. We're going to continue to, you know, take your entries. So basically all you have to do is take a picture of your Christmas decorations, send them in, we'll post them, and then we'll hook you up with
we
free Christmas dinner on
yes.
us.
Yes.
All right. Tons of different ways to send in your pictures. You can do that by emailing Jess.
Jessica at power1017.com.
Also by tagging us on social media at power1017FM. IG. Also tag us on our official Power mm-hmm. Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can text them in. Some people have been inboxing us.
Okay.
However you get them over to us, yep. do it. We'll post them.
We'll get them up.
And here you go. Oh, also shout out to Carl. Carl
hey,
sent his
Carl.
Stuff in. You know, so all right, so here we go, guys. We're gonna hook up two Christmas dinners right now. Two. And like I said, this is just ones that we picked.
Yeah, we're just getting started.
And we're just getting started. So here we go. The first winner of the Bill and Jessica Power 101.7 Twinkle Town Showdown is...
Here we go.
Nancy Messick. Yay! Yes, congratulations. And Nancy has a story behind hers. One of the reasons why we're hooking Nancy up right off the bat this morning with a free Christmas dinner on us. I know she's a P1 listener. I know she listens. She has a beautiful tree. But it's also beautiful. Because she was our first entry.
She was.
And once we started posting her picture, it like opened up the floodgates. Yep. And created like a swarm of other pictures as well. So again, Nancy Messick, congratulations.
That's awesome.
You got that free Christmas dinner on us. So yay! There you go. All right. It is a Food Lion gift card.
I like this. I feel like Oprah. You get a Christmas dinner. You get a Christmas dinner. You get a dinner. You get a dinner.
Yes, a Food Lion gift card. All right. So
that's great.
Now, and again, this was hard, and this is not necessarily like the best picture that we got because they're all the best.
Yeah, they are.
So
they are all so good.
Here we go. The second Christmas dinner that we're giving away right now. And our Twinkletown Showdown is Leslie Mazzie.
Woo!
Yes, congratulations, Leslie. Leslie Mazzie, you won free Christmas dinner on us. A Food Lion gift card, courtesy
awesome.
Of Power 101.7. Again, it is our Twinkletown Showdown. So we're going to be contacting you, but she has a picture of her tree. She has the stockings hung up over the
mantle, the nutcracker. Look at all that.
And Jess, you said it looks like something out of a magazine.
My gosh.
Looks like something out of a magazine. So congratulations.
Wow, great job.
Yeah, again, keep the entries coming. Okay, so it's a Twinkletown Showdown. Send us a pic of your Christmas lights, your decorations, your tree. We'll pick a winner each week. Today we pick two because it's already December the 12th.
Yeah.
You get free Christmas dinner on us. Food Lion gift card. Send the pics. Jessica at power1017.com. Tag us on Facebook, IG at power1017FM. And we'll hook you up with our Twinkletown Showdown.
That's awesome. It's
easy
great.
As that. All right. It is 8:35. We got a 47 ABC update up on the other side. Time now for a brand new phone check with Clarissa Jenkins.
Hello.
Time for another phone check. For real.
Clarissa Jenkins.
Thank you for calling. This is Marcus. How can I help you?
Yes, can I speak to Mr. Marcus Truffle, please?
Can I ask who's calling?
My name is Miss Eloise. I'm calling from the Soccer Association.
This is Marcus. How can I help you?
I'm calling in regards to the soccer game that happened last Saturday and your daughter's behavior.
Okay.
She apparently pushed a girl on the team.
There wasn't a foul called. On her?
No. There was no foul called, but we got some calls from concerned parents.
Okay.
So what we're going to have to do, she's going to be suspended for the game coming up this Saturday against Burns.
There was no foul called on. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, she shoved a girl and apparently used language.
She used language?
Mm-hmm.
She's 7 years old. What language did she use?
She called her, it was a poop head, but in other words.
A shit head?
Basically, yeah.
My 7-year-old daughter called a girl a shit head.
I understand that. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
We have a parents, almost like a parents group that gets together and talks about these kind of issues. We'd like to have you be a part of this as well so it doesn't happen again. It's a small seminar on Tuesday nights.
My daughter is banned this weekend. Is she banned for the rest of the season?
No, not if you come to the seminar.
And if
and,
I don't?
And a letter written in crayon if she could.
What was your name?
My name is Lady Eloise.
Lady Eloise.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to be able to meet in the counseling group for troubled parents?
If for troubled parents, meaning I'm troubled?
Yes.
What is my trouble?
Well, based on what you do at home to make your daughter so crazy. Basically, what we do is we sit Indian style in a circle and we talk about behavior.
Okay, who were the people that spoke regarding this situation?
Cindy Truffle.
That'd be my wife.
Correct.
So she was at this meeting?
Yeah, she was the one who said, do me a favor and phone check my husband.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, dude.
Boom, you just been phone checked.
Violence detected. Yeah, baby.